that we have the story of in the Gemara that there was an argument between Rabba Bar Rafuna and the Reish Galusa, and Rabba Bar Rafuna asserted to them that he had the Shus from the Nasi, he didn't need to come on to the Reish Galusa. And what did he assert? He said, "Lav minaychu nakitna v'shusa, nakitna v'shusa mi Abba Mari, which is Rafuna, the Abba Mari may Rav, Rafuna from Rav, Rav may Ravchia, Ravchia may Rabbi." Okay, so meanwhile there's a chain of people that are mentioned in connection to the Rishus that was granted to Rabba Bar Rafuna. How do we understand this chain of people that are mentioned? So Tosus explains that it doesn't mean that the Rishus that Rabba Bar Rafuna got was directly from Rebbe. He wasn't in the same generation. Rather, what it means is that my Rishus, says Rabba Bar Rafuna, came from Rafuna, and Rafuna was not the Rishus Me Rav, and so it was back to Rebbe. In other words, you see here that Tosa says, Misha not the Rishus, Yochalitin Rishus. The Indian of Nesinas Rishus can also be similar to what Tosa says we find by Smicha, as he quotes in Daf Yud Gimel, Umale who batru didik nasus Yisrael, that someone who has Smicha himself can transfer Smicha to someone else, and the chain continues. So Tosus makes a connection between the Tilas Rishus and Smicha. And this is Shita Satosus. We saw Rabbeinu Yonah had a different reading of the Gemara, where it comes out that the Rishus that Rabba Bar Rafuna got was directly from Rebbe, and so says the Rivash in the Tshuva. And according to the Rivash, it's clear that it's not correct what Tosus says, that really the Tilas Rishus has to be directly from the Reish Galusa or from the Nasi. You can't give Rishus just because you got Rishus. Tilas Rishus is a function of your directly getting the Rishus, that you be part of Melishalim from the authority figure, be it Reish Galusa, be it Nasi. Tosus has to be understood, L'chore, the comparison to Smicha is not, at first glance, a good comparison. L'chore, what's the difference? It's obvious. No, Smicha is the person has become a samuch. There's a transformation in the gavra. You are a samuch. If you have smicha, you are a different person. If you have smicha, you have the mela, the power vested in you as a samuch, allows you to transfer it further. So we understand by smicha that a person who's a samuch can therefore be part of the process of transferring it to the next person. But a tilas vishus is benogeya, as Tosa said, benogeya to melishale. It doesn't seem to impact on the person. Tosus holds that he can be kofa, the mumcha l'rabim can be kofa regardless. And yet, netilas rishus is necessary to put him in the shalim. Whether netilas rishus works if he's not a mumcha l'rabim, that's a shaila. But the pashtus, the issue has to do with being put in the shalim. And that's the din of hefker beis and hefker. Tosus himself said that earlier. So it's a special koach that you get to be part of Melishalim from the one who has the authority over Mammon of Kal Yisrael, Reish Galusa for everyone, everywhere, and Nasi within his area. But it's a specific inyan, benogeya, the detail of being part of Melishalim if you're judging and make a mistake. So how could you say that someone who was not the Rishus can transfer it further? He has the koach of Hefka Beis and Hefka because he was given the Rishus. How do I have the koach to give that over? I'm not a Reish Galusa, I'm not a Nasi, I don't have the authority of Hefka Beis and Hefka. He does, the one that I got it from. L'chora, anyone who needs to be a Patan Melishal needs to go to the authority figure who has the koach of Hefka Beis and Hefka. So how could Tosus be comparing this to Smicha? So, fellas, you thought about over Shabbos, right? Mm-hmm. No, Gedalia, what do you say? You see, you have to say a chidush one way or in one direction or another in Tosus. What do I mean? I'm not sure which way is correct, but I'm going to give you the two directions and we have to see where each one will lead us. I mean, one of two things. I mean, and truth is, let's even broaden the issue because let's also recognize Tosus discussing which particular chain. There is Galusa or the Nasi?
Nasi.
The Nasi. So you have to know if what Tosus is saying is also correct for Reish Galusa. And this could help us. It could be that maybe Tosis only said this chidush in the connection to the Nasi, which is the case at hand. Maybe Tosis would even agree to the Rivash Baragea by Resh Galusa that it's only if you get it from directly from Resh Galusa. So what are the two paths that you could take? One is to view Netilas Vishus, at least in terms of the case of the Nasi, maybe both, but Tosis didn't speak about Resh Galusa. The Netilas Vishus is also a transformation of sorts in the Gavra. It's a minoy in the Gavra. So that I have something that I'm a different person than before. Just like Tzmicha is a Hismanus, it's an appointment. And based on my being a Samach, I have my own independent power. I'm empowered. If I'm empowered, I can empower someone else. So Netilas Vishus is also that. It's not just specifically about the question of being Chayav Patur, if I make a mistake. I'm not the Vishus, I'm a different person. That's one way to think about it. So Tosis feels it's a good comparison to Smicha, because Tosis Vishus is also that. Now, we did bring this idea out, but not really in Tosis. We did bring this idea out. Where do we see this idea? Where do we bring out the idea that the Inyan Tosis Vishus is also about the Chetz, the person himself, in terms of their identity? Various Rishonos of Rishonim that we try to bring out the idea. The Rambam, for example, says that you get a koch of fear through Netilas Vishus. And then we saw the Rishonos of the Yad Ramah and even the Lashon of the Ran, that with Mashma, that it's not just the Hefka based in Hefka for itself. It's that you become appointed to be done to the extent that you also be part of Melishalim, but it's the Ptur Melishalim is not directly derived from Tilas Rishus. It's the derivative of what you get from the Tilas Rishus. You get a certain authority, and because of that authority that you have, therefore you get immunity from paying if you make a mistake. It's not that the Tilas Rishus spoke directly to the situation of the Tos and being Chayiv Patur. The Tilas Rishus spoke to you in terms of who you are, the Gavra. You are an elevated type of Dayan. Like for the Rambam, you now can be Kofa, has a real practical Nafka Mina, besides being Patan Lishalim. If you don't hold like the Rambam, in that regard, fine. But it could be that the Ptur Milishalim still comes from being a certain level Dayan. The lesson of the Yad Ramah that we saw in the very beginning, when he says Hefker, based in Hefker, he says he could, the Reish Galusa can mana Dayanin, and because of that, Hefker based in Hefker. It's Kain Hefker based in Hefker. So you see already that it's not Stam a Hefker based in Hefker by itself. Hefker based within a context of you becoming something more than you were before. The lesson of the Yad Ramah that we saw was so Hefker Beisdin is a function of the fact that he can be memana. So there's a minoy. Does that mean it's smicha? I didn't say it's smicha. It's a different type of category. We're not talking about smicha. By Resh Galusa, so he can't be smicha. He can't be that in Ignasis. Even by the Nasi, we're saying the Tilas Rishus is distinct from smicha, but the Tilas Rishus is in a certain way similar to smicha, in that it's not just the halacha that derives from the fact that you make a mistake in putter, so because you got rishus. Rishus gives you a certain halachic status in terms of your level of competence and your status as a dayan. So because you gain that status, that elevated status, deal for your putter moshah. So by framing it that way, Tosis can be understood perhaps a little bit better. So the same way you find by smicha, that someone who is a samuch can also transfer smicha on. So now within the world of Jesus Rishus, I'm also talking about not samuch in that regard, in terms of the actual definition of samuch, but some kind of a parallel authority. I'm not a Rishus. I'm a Dayanish, not a Rishus. I'm a certain type of Dayan now. certain type of person that has a minui that comes with Netilas Rishus. So what I have, I can give over. Now, if it were just about the Hefker based on the Hefker component, then what does that have to do with me giving it over? Whoever needs that Tumil Shaim has to go to where I went. But now if I'm defining why I'm Pater as a function of my Rishus, going back to the Rashi that we started the Sugya with, right? Nachas Rishus makes you Pater Mil Shalei. So my Rishus is now me. The Rishus and me are one and the same. It becomes something about the type of Dayan I am. Maybe I can pass it on. I want to take everyone's question. This is one, again, direction that you can go in Tosis. The question you have to ask yourself is, this Yesod, is it as true by Reish Galusa as by Nasi? Because Tosis didn't discuss Reish Galusa. Could it be that this idea of the Tilas Rishus making you a different type of a Dayan is specifically true by Nasi, where you also have the paradigm of Smicha, so you can have the parallel paradigm of Tilas Rishus. Whereas by Reish Galusa, all you have in the Tilas Rishus is that other idea of just being Patan Lushalim on the level of the practical Nafkamina. Again, the Lashonos that we have in Rishonim sound like they're talking Reish Galus as well, but maybe Bedasa Tosis, you don't have to say that. Tosis could say that by Nasi, the Tilas Rishus creates an elevated status in the Gavra, and that's why it can be transferred on as well by Reish Galus and nothing doing. Reish Galus has pure Hefka based in Hefka. Good. The other direction that you can take this is not to say it's like a parallel track, but you can almost call it like a miksa smicha. In other words, the netilas reshus minasi benogeya, what? Benogeya we have here that yapata melishalim, but it already has in it smicha. Now this is going to connect to an inyan that we're going to see in Hemshach HaGemara, the inyan of smicha lachatzoyim, to give smicha for certain types of things. So we'll see that in the Rambam. Conditions around attaches to it. We'll see in the Gemara Behemshach that you can have a situation of someone getting smicha for certain inyanim or smicha tilas b'shus. Again, we'll have to know what to call it. But maybe the tilas b'shus per se is a variation of smicha. It's really the same institution. Where do we have such a mashmos? Where we have such an indication?
The Rashi
is that base on the base. And what to do with that Rashi, I'm not sure what the final word is. The last word is not out in that Rashi, but the Rashi has to keep bothering us. Rashi, in defining smicha, mumchim, brings in the Tilas Rishus Ladin Minas. So clearly, Rashi is not seeing them as two worlds, the Tilas Rishus and this world of smicha. Rashi is merging them together. Yet, one way to present that is that the Tilas Rishus Minasi is really something of a chetz of smicha. And again, if that's correct, then Tosis' comparison is beautiful. It's not like he has to find a way to just like you find it over there. So no, that it's the same mahalach. And Tilas Rishus is the world of smicha. We have to see if we can develop this further, find rayas, find kashas. I'll quote, but for right now, this could be a thought for Tosis as well. Again, either it becomes a parallel track, but it also reflects the minoy and the gavra, and that's where to transfer it, or it becomes a me'ein smicha. Once again, you ask yourself, this is true by Reish Galusa, so according to this mahalach, I think it would be obvious. You couldn't say this for Reish Galusa. Reish Galusa has no din smicha. He can't give you din knasis. So according to the first approach, you can clear the question. This inyan that you become an elevated dayan, with Tosfos hold the same thing is true by Reish Galusa as well, that you can transfer it to a smichus over. Maybe Reish Galusa doesn't give you that minoy in the gavra, only the nasi does. Good. Maybe yes, maybe not. But if you learn that Tosis meant, because this is really an element of the din of smicha, so then already you would have to say it's limited to nasi. One more marmokum, then everyone can ask what they want. I want to just bring what Menachem brought in this morning. We were talking. You have to keep in mind the Ran here. The Ran, the long Ran we did last Sunday, when we marked it at the beginning of our sugya, we read that Ran, where he brings a Ramban initially that says that a person who's a samuch, it's the smicha is ola lo b'makom tilas v'shus. That's the lashon of the Ramban. The lashon is mashma that you have smicha, you have everything tilas v'shus has in it. You don't need anything. You have it to milsha. The Ran wonders about the about the Ramban, and he first of all he brings another shita, and the other shita holds. Wait a second, just like this Tiras Mishus to be part of Melishalim over here, so a Samach also needs the equivalent of some kind of Tiras Mishus. Just because he's a Samach doesn't make him part of Melishalim automatically. So obviously, with in this regard, we're obviously seeing the two and Yanim as distinct. Then the Ran comes back and says, so what about the Ramban? So he says, oh, because within every smicha, so there was a certain historical point that the Nasi had to weigh in on every smicha, and even those that came before were retroactively authorized by the Nasi. So every smicha ends up having the Tilas Rishus. So the way the Ran's presenting it, what it sounds to you like the Tilas Rishus is smicha? Not at all. The Ran is certainly seeing the Rishus as another component, and you have to find a way to make that fit within smicha. Okay, that's a very important remark in all of this discussion. Mordechai from before? Yeah.
Maybe a nafkamina between the two things we said in Tosfo would be whether bizman hazeh you could have Netilas Rishus. Because if it's through smicha, then the Masorah was lost. But if it's through...
Yeah, but but as the Rishonim point out, do we have Rishkalusa today?
Yeah.
No, so we don't have a Nasi either. Yeah.
If
Reish Gehusa meets Era David, according to the Torah, yeah, would emerge Malcham Mashiach, right? Can Malcham Mashiach give Netilas Rishus before with Malcham the Sanhedrin, right? If he's a Samach, right? You have to get Smicha too. Without the Rambam's getting Smicha, you have to know, is Mashiach going to have Smicha? As I say, he'll be a Melech, but it will be a Samach. How will the smicha get revived? The Rambam says Chachmei Yisrael come together, but does it say that? I don't think it's brought that the Mashiach will have smicha. So what will be? Well, will be a Reish Galus equivalent, I think, for sure. More than Reish Galus, it'll be Mekabes Nitrei Yisrael, right? So he could give Rishus, he could have that, but Reish Galus can only be different than Nasi. Yeah. Dalia.
In terms of the first thought that we're giving, that we could view Netilas Rishus as a transfer of the source as well. So for the Rambam and the Araman, Rashi would redact that it is a transfer source. But for Tosos, even before he had Rishus, he was able to be Kofes. So
right. So that's correct. You're quite on target. In other words, this is something new within Tosos.
Right.
That's correct. And it could be that Tosos only would hold this way by Nasi. In other words, the diyukim that we had in Rashi and Yad Ramah, they had to do with Reish Galusa too. So we were assuming Reish Galusa also empowers you in some way as give you a certain status of dayan. And Tosas wouldn't necessarily accept that by Reish Galusa, but maybe Tosas would accept it by the Nasi. That could be. That Tosas would still, by Reish Galusa would just be about the Hefker based on the Hefker, and that would be, that's what the Rav says with Hefker. I mean, when I'm telling you it's outside, I'll tell you who says what. The Rav and the Shirim, they've been here from Shuri Harav. He ends up saying that the Daf of Tosas. That Tosas only said this Yisod by the Nasi. Let's see, I can read you a quick line or two. He says as follows. He sees Rishus as like a mixa smicha. Uminoi begavra. He kind of mixes the two approaches together. Mixa smicha min begavra. V'lo rak afkas mamon bialma. Omnam nira pasu de davas eshayach rak ben etilas rishus beis hanasi o abeis mishaberes yisrael. The shayach umemar said the ikabei mixa smicha. Avon etilas rishus beis reish galusa. V'chore ein shim tzad loma de ikabei zan minu begavra. Shiuchulim tzalachem gamkein. The reish galusa ain't obeisdin el potar bidin melech. But he goes with the approach that this is like a konasinus mishus, the potem and hefker based on hefker, having gamkin minoi begavra, ukein smichel chatsoin. He gives you both expressions. I think there are two different ways to think about it. He presents it as kiilu one thing. Kein having gamkin minoi begavra, ukein smichel chatsoin. And see, he doesn't get into the Ran. He says, for example, you have to know the Ran. That changes everything. He says, every smicha, nichla betocha beis devarim, b'shus lahoros, And also Korach of Kras Mamum. I don't think the Ram would agree with this. I mean, only because of the Nasi being there, maybe the Ram would agree, but not fundamentally. It's not by definition. It's part of the smicha because it's going to end up having it, but not that the smicha per se is. Yeah, I guess because the Nasi was there, it would be that, but we're not the way he's presenting it. But Al Kopanim, he says that this is like a smicha chatzon. It's a mina begavra. I think you can split this and say, I mean, is it a mina begavra not as smicha chatzon? It's a parallel type of a notion, just like smicha is a mina begavra, so is tivas v'shus mina begavra. Or you could see that something of a mix of smicha. But then he says it's only true by the Nasi, not the Rishkalus. So Tosfos could only be saying this by the Nasi. If you learn it, not that it's miksa smicha, it's a minoy in a gavra, binogea the inyan of Tomer Shalim. I could have heard that by Rishkalus too, but that would be totally new in Tosfos. Tosfos never said that before. Either way, Tosfos is introducing something more that we would have known in Tosfos. Yeah, this is a lot of achronim deal with this, and are extracting the same basic chiddush from Tosfos. This is Rav Chil Michael Feinstein, same mishpacha, the Biskirav son-in-law. He says Tosfos svirle the nesinas v'shus havinami kein chalos din begavra. That's how he presents it. Nesinas v'shus kein chalos din begavra. Okay, questions? Comments? Yes, Young.
So according to our second Mahalab, we're saying Tilda has an Indian of Smicha in it. And like, so how are we understanding Rashi in this when he defines this Mumcha as someone in the Tilda Shus? That Tilda Shus needs to be there in order to be a Mumcha? Like it's required.
I don't know how to pin Rashi down too much right now. Rashi is saying that the Tilda Shus and Smicha are rigged, that's for sure. You want to know what would Rashi hold if a person got smicha from someone who has smicha and he was not natu mishus minasi? Is there any question that he's called a samach? No. What do you think? L'chari he's called a samach, right? So then at the end of the day, what did Rashi say when he says mumchin smuchin natu mishus minasi ladum? Do you really need the tefillah mishus to be a samach? What's Rashi saying? So, if you want to put the Ran into Rashi, that Lamaisa, the smicha always had the tilas v'shus from the Nasi, Rashi's saying that because the Metzias said he always had the Nasi's the tilas v'shus. But why did Rashi have to say it? So I think at the time we thought Rashi said it because the Gemara is going to discuss later Tor Milishalim, and Tor Milishalim always needs the tilas v'shus minasi. So Rashi wanted you to know that you have that in the case of smicha as well. The other way to learn Rashi is that netilas v'shus is another way to get smicha. So Rashi puts that in also.
Either or some.
I suppose you're trying to pin me down. It's hard to pin me down because it's hard to pin Rashi down. You want to say it that way. Either or. Rashi's mixing the two together because they're not two independent ideas. There's a relationship. You could say v'natru rishus. You want to say smuchin, meaning to get it from someone else, v'natru rishus or natru rishus. Maybe you could see it that way. I'm listening. Any other possibilities in reading the Rashi? Yeah.
Just with the first suggestion already made that. Since later on we know that you need a Joseph Shush for Prince Ashwoman, so you're just telling us this now, how would that work with the Lashon of Lud? Maybe
the
fact that you need the Joseph Shush in order to be down.
Nitiya Shush Lud is part of
it,
Ashwoman,
if
it would mean.
That's what it means?
Okay. Yeah, you're saying it doesn't have to be. Reading Agamara, Tilas V'shus is for purposes of Tamar Shalim. But that works well with the idea that the Tumer Sham is derivative of the Mina in the Gav Veladim. So then it's the Tilas V'shus is not directly speaking to the Tumer Sham. That's good. The Tumer Sham is a function of the Tilas V'shus Ladim. Comes out of that if you're part of the Tumer Sham. Okay, let's proceed in the Gemara. Zot the Gemara, my Rashisa. So the Gemara is going to give us the details of what was mentioned earlier regarding Rabba Bar Chana. The Gemara brought earlier the Tashma, Rabba Chana Dan Dina, and he came to Rav Chiya after he made the mistake in judging in Bavel, and his smicha was from Eretz Yisrael. Rav Chiya says, without kibbuch alayu, you're going to have to pay. And Sigmar saw in that Rishus from Eretz Yisrael doesn't work in Bavel. That mehasam lehacha lo mahani. Now the Gemara goes into the details of the story. So Rabba Bar Chana got Rishus from Eretz Yisrael. Let's learn more about the story. My Rishusa, as Rashi says, my Rishusa de Rabba Bar Chana. Says the Gemara, ki avinachis Rabba Bar Chana lebavel. And it turns out that the Rishus was only really relevant for the cities on the borders, as the Gemara goes on to say, right? So he was going to Bavel. Amalei Rabbi Chiya l'Rebbe. Rabbi Chiya says to Rabbi, Chiya was of course the prime Talmud of Rabbi, and he said to Rabbi, Ben Achi Yorei l'Bavel. My nephew, my brother's son, is now going to Bavel. Yore, should he, this is now a question, Yore, should he have Rishus Lahoros Issa Veheter, Yore Issa Veheter, as Rashi says, and the answer was given, Rabbi said Yore. As Rashi explains, Amalehem Rabbi Yore. So that was the first part of the conversation. So Rabbi granted a Heter Hora. Rashi gives us a heads up from Amid Beis, Ulkaman Parich, Igamir Lamale Rishusa Behora. If he was very qualified and he knew Halachis, so why does he need a formal Natilas Rishus for Issa Veheter? That's the Gemara on the days that we'll have to discuss the Inyan of the Sugya by itself, the Inyan of Hora from a Rebbe and the parameters of that. But that was the beginning of the Rishus from Rebbe. Then Rav Chiya wants his nephew to get more than just a Heter Hora of Issa Veheter. So then he continues. He says, Yadin. Rashi says, Yadin Rishus V'yiftam Nilishan. Once again, Rashi emphasizes the Inyan of being part of Yerushalayim is a function of what? Yeah. Of being able to be done b'shus, nachas b'shus. Notice. Yadin, this is Choshen Mishpat. So Yadin, why are we saying Yadin? Yadin in order to part of Yerushalayim, that goes back to the Rashi I just told you. In other words, Rashi says b'shus ladin is synonymous with Tum Yerushalayim. B'shus ladin is basically saying you can be part of Yerushalayim. So he wants that too. So Yadin, and the answer was given, Yadin. So now Rabbi gave Rishus for Rabba Bar Chana to be part of Yerushalayim should he make a mistake in Maminus. Now he wants more. Yatir Bechoros. Now he wants also a special heter that Rabba Bar Chana can be Matir Bechoros. What does all this mean? And Rabbi's response was Yatir. Rashi explains, what's it in Yatir Bechoros? Yireh B'mumin. He can look and inspect an animal that's a Bechor to see if it has a mum kavua that would allow you to shecht it. The im kavua hu, if it's a mum kavua, yatirenu l'shochta. The biyomei de rebi, ein lepchor takon achiipo b'mum, the acha korban haya. So Rashi says, what's the halacha of a b'chor? So it is not a migdash, if it's a animal that doesn't have a mum, you makriv it as a carbon. You give it to the Kohen and it's brought as a carbon. But if it's not a migdash, so there's no eitzah, because now it has kedusha and you can't bring it as a carbon. But the halacha is, if there's a mum that's considered a mum kavua, then there's a heter l'shochto and to eat it. So you need a special heter to be matir a bechor to be considered that what you have there is a mum kavua. So he gave that as well. He gave Rabba Bar Chana a complete heter, benogea horav is the heter, benogea yadin. He said you can be done, he'll be patur Yerushalayim, and also to be matir bechoros. That was the story, that's the reshus of Rabba Bar Chana. Yeah. The halacha is that an animal that is a bechor, Bismana Migdash, you have to give it to the Kohen, and if it's a Tamim, then it's going to be brought as a Karba. But bizman hazeh, if the animal is a tummy, there's nothing you can do with it. You have to wait. What do you wait for? You wait till it has a mum. How do you know if it has a mum? So you have to find an expert that can rule on whatever it is that the animal has. It might be a mum, but there's certain mumin that qualifies a mum kavua that shochtin alav es habachor, and other mumin which are not going to consider to be a mum kavua, they're called mum over. Mum over means that it's temporary, and then there's no heter yet. You have to still wait, basically wait. You're stuck in limbo. So that was the question. Could Rabbi Bachana have the heter to be matir b'choros? And Rabbi said he's considered to be qualified to matir b'choros. So that's another dimension to the Netilas Rishus that Rabbi Bachana got from Rabbi. That was the story of Rabbi Bachana's Rishus. Ki avinachis rav rabavel. Now the Gemara brings another case of smicha of sorts. Netilas Rishus smicha, to see exactly how to define this, that Rabbi gave to Rav. Rav, we know, was one of the earliest Amoraim, and he went to Bavel and he established the yeshiva of Sura, and he went from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, and he overlapped in the time of Rebbe, and he was related to Rav Chiya as well, as was Rav Bachan related to Rav Chiya. So now, Ki avinachis rav l'bavel, amale Rav Chiya l'Rebbe. So Rav Chiya wanted to get heter from Rav as well, on behalf of his nephew Rav. See, he went to Rebbe and he said, Ben Achos Yor Lubavel. So he refers to Rav as his nephew. How? Not Ben Achi, Ben Achosi, my sister's son. So again, he wants to get Rebbe's Heta Hora, so he says Yore, and Rebbe answers Yore. So he got Heta Hora for whatever the reason you need Heta Hora for Yisrael Heta. Yadin, they should be part of Milishalim, and he says yes, Yadin. Now he goes for the third thing, Yate B'choros, and then what happens? So Rebbe said Al Yate. So why not wait for Amid Beis? Rashi says, "Well, come on the first time." Why didn't he want to give him also the heter to matir b'choros? But before the Gemara gets to that, the Gemara has another question about the way that Rav Chiya describes Rav vis-a-vis, in contrast to how he describes Rabbi Bar Huna. Maishna lemar de kakari ben achi, umaishna lemar de kakari ben achosi. Why is it that when he refers to Rabbi Chana, he calls him son of my brother, when it comes to Rav, he refers to him as son of my sister? So Mura says, maybe Kachahavi, that's the way they're related. In other words, what? That Rabbi Chana was the son of his brother, and Rav was not the son of his brother, he was son of his sister. But that's not correct, because after all, the Amamar, Evu, the Chana, the Shila, Umarsa, the Rabbi Chia, Kulu bnei Abba bar Acha karsala mikafri havu. So these five individuals were siblings. Who are they? Evu. Evu, this is important for us, Evu is Rav's father, as Rashi tells us. Evu avur de Rav havi kidamin ba'ar ba'asin et sachim amre Evu kayim v'chuli. So Evu is one sibling, that's Rav's father. The Chana, this is Rabba Bar Chana, this is another sibling. So here you have it. And soon we'll see Rav Chiya. Bishila, a third sibling. Umarsa, I'm assuming it's a man, it could be not. It could be it's Marsa, it's a woman, it's not clear. We're just saying they're siblings. Bnei could be children of. Umarsa, the Rabbi Chiya. Okay, three of the five for sure men, right? What we need to know is those three. The other two, I'm not sure. Shila and Marsa. But meanwhile, Rav Chiya was a sibling with who? With Evu, Rav's father, and Chana, Rabba, Bar Chana's father. And they were all children of the same father, same individual, Bnei Abba Baracha Mikaslim Kafi Abu. So Mimela, he could have just as easily described his nephew Rav as Ben Achi, meaning the son of Evu, who was a brother of Chiya. So why instead does he say Ben Achos? And the Gemara answers, Rav Bar Achua Dahavi bar achse. Rabba bar Chana bar Achua dra bar achse. So the answer will be that it's true that Rav was the son of his brother, but he was also the son of his sister. So what does that mean? That means that Evu married Rabba bar Chana, Mevchia's sister. Now, that obviously doesn't mean he married his own sister. So what does that mean? That it was stepsister. In other words, for him, it was not a relation. His wife and he were not related, but it was a sister, half sister of Rabba of Avchia, And therefore, it could be that it was the son of his sister. Because, in other words, his sister married his brother, but they were not, the two were not related to each other. Okay? So Memela, that's why he describes him by that. Okay, that's one answer. Mikafri says Rashi says Makom. The Iba Yaseima, another answer, why he describes Rav as my son of my sister, Al Shem Chachmasa. He describes Rav as my son of my sister because Rav was exceedingly wise. And the Pasuk says, the metaphor refers to Chachma with the expression of Achosi, my sister, the connection, the relationship. Rashi says, Hashem Chachma, such a Rav Chacham b'Yosef, because he was so much of a Chacham, and he wanted to make that case, I imagine, to Rebbe. Ben Achosi Arubavel, he's Mamish, world-class Chacham, Karli Ben Achosi. So now the Gemara explains why he calls it Ben Achoso, two different reasons. Working off of the second reason, the Gemara now comes and asks the other question. So it says, Yatir B'cholos Al Yatir. So when it comes to the request of Yatir B'cholos, Rebbe said no. My time. Why did Rebbe deny Rav the right to Yatir B'cholos? Ilema Mishum D'lo Chakim. Maybe he wasn't so wise. So he felt he didn't have the wisdom to be able to be Matir B'choros. Meaning what? And if that were the case, then it would be okay and acceptable to give him the Tilas Veshus, to give him what? For Yoreh. Yoreh, Yadin, Yadin, and withhold from Matir B'choros, even though that means you're not giving him everything and he wasn't qualified for everything. But he would have what he had, he had. What he's qualified for, he got. That was Chorbi, the Mashmos of his Gemara. So, but the word says it can't be. It's not so. Why? How Amrina de Chakim Tuva? You just told me. When did you just tell me? Rashi says, the Hati Ratzta, Dal Shem Chachmaso, Kari Ben Achoso. You just explained it. The second answer you just gave me was, why is it called Ben Achoso? Because of his great Chachma. So, clearly, you can't tell me he wasn't a Chacham in all ways. He clearly would have the ability and the wisdom and the qualifications to be Matir B'choros. That's why the Gemara spoke this out first. The Gemara went right to the question of why it's called Ben Achoso, because once you gave the explanation, the second answer, why it's called Achoso, Hashem Chachmaso, now it makes the question stronger, why can't he give him Heter for B'choros? Ela Mishum Delo Bekiya B'mumi. So maybe the answer is he's Chacham, but it's not just that being Chacham, you have to actually have the Bekiyus in knowing the Tzius. One thing to be a Chacham in terms of your abilities intellectually, but there's also particular expertise involved. So maybe that's the point. Maybe because he didn't have the Bekiyus, but that's not so either. But Amar Rav, Rav reported about himself. Shmona asa chadashim gidalti etza roa behema. I spent 18 months doing shimush by shepherds. They didn't know very much in terms of other things, maybe, but what I needed to know, I spent the time learning from them. Exactly the mitzvahs of movement of an animal. Leida, ezam kavua, ezam umover. And that much, I put 18 months of my time to be able to have that kind of shemesh. Obviously, he therefore knew what there was to know in terms of the bekiyus. So therefore, back to our question. So then, why wouldn't Rebbe give him the right to be matir b'choros? The Gemara says for two answers. Either, ela, lachok lo kavod rabba b'chana. The reason why he didn't give Rav that is because he wanted to leave something which was exclusively in the domain of Abba Bachana. As Rashi explains, so that Rabba Chana will get certain respect, so he need to have an area that he was the one and only person to go to. He left him this chashivus that only he could be Matir B'choros. Rav, who was the Chacham Tuva, would have had the covered regardless. Rav Chana, if he had only whatever he could do, Rav could do, so he would not have gotten the proper covered. So in order that Rebbe had the Chachma to recognize, he wanted Rav Chana to be distinguished in some way, so based on that cheshbon, he withheld the Heter for Rav to Matir B'choros, in order that Rav Chana would have the proper covered, people would come to him. That is one explanation. What's the other answer? The Iba Yaseima. Mishum ha-gufa. No, the very point that you said, that he studied B'choros to the nth degree, he spent 18 months with the Roi Behema, that's exactly the point why Rebbe didn't want to give him. Mishum ha-gufa, the Rav Bekiya B'mumei Tfei, Rav was so exceedingly bucky, Too much knowledge can sometimes be a problem. Why? B'shari mumer delo yadi inshi. And he would be matir mumin, that people would not realize that it was a mum. The Rav knew better because he knew so much. The Amri, they'll say, ah, ki I gavna shari Rav. Rav was matir this particular situation. And they wouldn't realize that it was really was a mum kavua, because Rav knew the difference between that and something similar that wouldn't be. The asal mishri mum over. And then from that, people would make a mistake, and then it would come that there would be matir cases which were really not exactly the slight difference in that case from what Rav's case was, but Rav knew the difference. Rashi says, Mishum Higufa. Ibari say Mahad Kama Yat Mishigufa Mishum Ha Milsa de Kaama Shmana Sik Khadash Gibalti. The low Yadi Inshi Ain Nikol Rabim Shahumun. And it'll say, I got the Shari Rav, and then it'll come to be Matir Mum over. You have to know what it means they'll come to be Matir. You have to go to a Chacham anyway to be Matir. What does that mean? Asilu Mishri means some Chacham would make that mistake. If there weren't any, who else was there? I mean, Asilu Mishri, they'll take it on themselves. They'll say, maybe you don't need to come. If it's so clear cut, you don't have to ask. They'll assume that this is exactly what that was, but it really was a difference. So interesting. So Rebbe, according to the second answer, wasn't because of Kavod Rav Bachanas, because Rebbe was afraid of a Michshel. So Rebbe can't tell Rav, listen, if you get to a case like that, you know, just don't be matirin, because it's going to create a problem. Rebbe could have solved the problem that way. He felt he didn't have enough control to do that. Like, who knows? Rabbi's going to go with what he knew. Or maybe because Rav had no choice. Rav would have to paskin what he paskin. He couldn't restrict Rav's koach hara. So the only way to do it is to restrict it to begin with. But not to be able to tell him, you know, when you're going to have a case like that, you're not going to be matirin. It's interesting. Of course, Maimonides quotes an interesting halacha based on this Gemara. I think I gave it to you, in the sheets. Where's it? Perek Tamatoga. Where is it? Perek? Perek? Hey? Yeah. Osvav, no? Mm-hmm. Yes, so he brings an interesting halacha here based on this Gemara. He writes, Ki hecha de asalos et nechacham, which is coming up in the Gemara. So you're not going to be mora loch b'fnei rabo. He brings in a, he's asr l'chacham l'hatir ha-tamua. Shedome l'rabim shehitir es ha-asr tir es ha-tame. A person is not allowed to make a psak that is going to create the impression that he was matir an isr. Even though it was absolutely mutter. But it would be not mukubal. People would it would look so radical. So it comes out that such a person should not paskin such a psak and be matir. Amazing skiddush. How does he see that? Kedarmin and perkamdim Sanhedrin. He brings our Gemara. That the second answer, why did Rebbe give heter for Rav to matir b'chodos? Because he's going to make matir things that people are going to think that kai gavne hit the Rav. Brings that as a raya. Our Gemara, and it doesn't say that he's not allowed to do it. It says that Rebbe was afraid that this could happen. So Rebbe said, better if I not give him the heter at all, because I don't want these kind of things to recur. The verse Maimonides takes from this Gemara that a person who already has a right to paskin has to be careful. I wouldn't necessarily see that in that Gemara. Asr, l'chacham l'hatir atamua. Wow. Okay, but there's something else in this Gemara. This is a very interesting Indian that Birchas Chinuch brings in, based on the Rambam. What does the Rambam say? Now, the Rambam is talking about smicha. Where's the Rambam? Perek Dalet Halacha Ches. This is about smicha. Perek Vav was in Tilas Veshus in terms of the Nasi, but the Perek Dalet is talking about smicha. The Yeshrem Limnos L'chom Mi Sheyirtzu L'dvarim Yechidim. Now the Rambam says that you can give smicha for certain things and not for other things. Now, at the end of the day, that's what you find in our Gemara, right? Because what happened? Rebbe granted Rav only certain rights, but not others. What's the mocker for the Rambam? But the Rambam doesn't say what the mocker is. Never does. The Radvaz and the Kesef Mishnah both quote our Gemara. Look, the Kesef Mishnah says, "Birei Sanhedrin Aminus Rebbe Nasan Rishus L'Rav L'Adin Abloh Hati B'Chorov." See, if you stopped in the Rambam right now, you'd be very happy, right? The Rambam says you can give smicha for certain things and not for other things. And the Kesef Mishnah says, yeah, see now Gemara. What's the difficulty? The Rambam continues. But, says the Rambam, v'hushi yeroi l'chol advarim. But he has to be somebody that's qualified for everything, and then there could be cheshbonos of why you don't give him smicha for everything. So the Kesef Mishnah says, well, where do you see that in our Gemara? It comes up, tzarech iyun, minayim l'rabbeinu shetzarech yeroi l'chol advarim. Now you could say, well, the Maisa Rav was Roy L'chol Advarim, but how do you know that you have to be? The truth is, you can actually turn the tables on the Rav and ask a kasha from the Gemara. That's what the Minchas Chinuch says. Because the Gemara, until it arrives at the real reason why Rebbe didn't give Rav the right to not the Bechoros, the Gemara gave the answers that it gave, either Lachol Kavod Rav Bachana, or because we're afraid that he'll be mapping something which is not understood by people. But before the Gemara got to that answer, the Gemara says, Ilema, it's Bishum de lo Chakim. But you see, he was Chakim. Or Bishum de lo Baki b'mume, but you see, he was Baki b'mume. But let's say I would not have a proof that he was Baki b'mume, or I wouldn't have a right that he was Chakim. So that means that the Gemara would have been happy to explain and understand why Rebbe denied Rav the full gamut of rights. But then how can he give him anything? So it's not just that we as Rav have a mocker in our Gemara to that. If anything, our Gemara seems to go against it. So it's pointed out that many, the Rambam had a mocker in the Yerushalmi. So Kesef Mishnah didn't know about the Yerushalmi, he just thought the Mokar is Agamar, but then he says, what about the next part of the Rambam? And if anything, Agamar is difficult. But the Rambam did have a Mokar in Yerushalmi. That's what they all quote. If Einayim in the back quotes, maybe the Lechem Mishnah quotes it again. Yeah, the Lechem Mishnah quotes it here also. Yeah, Yerushalmi. Chagiga. This is not just the Rambam in the Yad. If you still have your sheets with the Rambam in Mishnayis, Shishnayis, Bechoros, you'll see it there as well. Take a look in Bechoros Perek Dalet in Pirusha Mishnah, right before the part that we read last time from the Nishar Alan Lebayer in the first column, just a few lines above that, you'll see the Rambam says the same thing here. The first column on the right, about nine lines from the bottom, toward the end of the line, eight or nine lines from the bottom, but on this Bayer Bechagiga, here the Rambam tells you where he gets it from. It's Mamish Mefurish that the Rambam got it from the Yerushalmi. But on this Bayer Bachagiga the Bnei Marava. So you don't need the Lechem Mishnah now. The Rambam himself tells you his makkah. It's explained in the Shami Chagiga. Sha'afilu lemnosa l'davar echad. Eina mutter ad sheyehei chacham b'chol dini ha-Torah. There you have it. V'hu sheyirai l'chol ha-dvarim. Okay, so the Rambam holds that you can't get smicha for certain things and not other things if you're not qualified for everything. Again, at the end of the day, that's correct for Rav. The problem is, what about our Gemara? That's the kasha of the Minchas Chinuch. Minchas Chinuch Tav Tzadi Aleph. So he says, it's Os Beis. You can be some of a ksas dvarim, kigom nos meshus lodin v'lo lahoros, lodin v'lo dinin knasas, shlo lahati b'choros, ayin ram perek dalet, nikom makom, em meshus lismach hafad ram yechidim, el mishabari lodin lahoros b'chol tzor kula. Ken vod b'ramba. Ayin kesef mishnah sheiniach b'tzorach iyim, minayu ramam zed, b'tzorach shiyer roi lchol dvarim. Ayin shem b'lach mishnah shehu yushal min furs b'chagiga. That's, we saw some pierce of mishnais. Ve'eni meivin divi harambam. the Ein Samchin, which is finished. Ein Samchin with Dabba Echad, Ashi Eroi Lecha Advar, Mudiri Lecha Mishnah, who Mary Shalmi. Habi Gemara di Dan Sanhedrin, Nivor Lehefech. The Gemara says, Hakim Tuva, Mishim de Lobaki, and Mishim Pos, Hechas Hakadaitach, Mishim de Lochakim, Ke Ein Eroi Lecha Dini HaTorah. Hech Asmech Eyal Adinim Yadim Yadim. Ein Eroi Lecha HaTorah, Ein Samchin Apa Dabba Echad. So the best that the Michas Chinuch can say is, okay, but at the end of the day it works out, right? So the Gemara could have asked another question. The Gemara could have said, no, that can't be, because he couldn't even get the smicha for what he did get. Instead, the Gemara says, yeah, but it's anyway not true. He was chokim and he was baki. But Adifa Minei knows he can't make such a kasha out of a line of the Gemara. The Gemara can anyway knock down that line for a different reason. Okay, the Gemara could have said this too. It doesn't refute the Rambam. Adif minei kama hachakim ulamaskana the emes higher ra'u yichah advarim. And if the Yerushalmi says it, the Rambam holds like the Yerushalmi. So he wiggles out of the kash. Yeah, so you have to know what kind of a yishuv to give for this. And just again, to keep plant the thought again in your mind, you have to know also, what are we discussing here? I mean, the chayra, it's smicha, because it's Rebbe. But it's still given the Tiras Rishus. The Tiras Rishus Ladun. But it seems to be that Rebbe was giving him Kenosos as well. Rebbe wasn't withheld. The only thing he withheld was Heter Lechoro. So clearly we are now in a point where we are mixing the Tiras Rishus with this story. Is clearly a Smicha story. Even though the context of the Gemara is the Tiras Rishus, but you have here the Tiras Rishus with the Smicha together.
Where do you see
Kenosos? I don't think the Rebbe held back. How did Rav get Rav and Bavel couldn't done the Knesset? I don't know. You think he couldn't be done the Knesset? That Rav wasn't the Samuch done the Knesset? I would assume he was. I can't prove it. You think, how can I know?
Maybe not from the story.
From the story, you wouldn't know. Okay, so then it's even more strange. And maybe this is a different Indian. There's a Meiri here also. Meiri is the next Gemara, but he also discusses in the middle of that piece that I gave in Meiri, and with this. He writes, "Yesh makam lemarsha leharsha so mitzas advarim velo lekulam lefi masu uroa bekiyos anisnach olamorsha im ledin velo lahoros besim lehetu im lahoros velo ledin im ledin imamnis velo knasus im lahoros besari suin velo bias mumam bechor." But notice what the Miri says. Based on what? Is this like the Rambam? Not like the Rambam. See, the Midrash Sechina says the Gemara could have asked a better kasha. So really, at the end of the day, Rav was Ra'u L'cha Advarim. Rebbe had his own agenda for the two reasons the Gemara gave, why he didn't give him the Hetter for Bechoros. But of course he was qualified, and that's the end of the day, that's the Maskana. The Gemara could have asked a better kasha. But if you read the Gemara, at the end, you're going to have to say, if he wasn't Ra'u, he couldn't get anything. He wasn't right for everything. What does the Meiri say? He takes that line of Gemara and he paskins that way. What does he say? Against the Rambam, in other words. What does he say? Yesh makom lemarsha, the marsha, one giving reshus, laharshos, lemiksas hadvarim, velo lekula. For some things and others, lefi masha roe, according to what that marsha sees, vibikiyus hanismach. According to the level, meaning, if he's not baki for something, he won't get for that thing. Oh, Hamorsha. Notice how he notice as well, at the same time, what is he mixing together? Which was Lashonos in the Meiri. He's mixing the Lashonos of Smicha with Lashonos of Harsha. He starts with Yeshmakum Lamarsha Laharshos Lefi Masher Rebikiyos Hanismach. What are we talking about? I have to Heter, Blood, Netilas Rishus, or Smicha. Oh, but the kiyos hanismach o hamorsha. So he's saying it by both in yad. Im ledin v'lo lahoros. Why not lahoros? Because he might not be bucky in that. Im lahoros v'lo ledin. Im lemamnes v'lo knasus. Im lahoros b'shari surim v'lo liriyas mum habchor. V'chein kol kayotze b'zeh. And then he adds, v'afilu hayozeh bucky af osa dover shu moner ishu samimenu ela shenimna l'chvot chacham acher, like the case by Bachana. Oh, we see Bacheres Bashai. So then the Meiri makes it a big joke. He says all kinds of reasons could go into why he could deny a particular area. It could be what he ends up with. It could be what he says because the person have some other reason or because covered of someone else. But he starts by saying because he's not fucking. he doesn't have the qualifications. So the Meiri L'chayr is not like the Rambam. And that's because Minchas Chumash Kasha is right on target. The Maaseh of the Gemara seems to suggest that without the knowledge, he would have gotten what he knew, and what he didn't know, he didn't know. But the Rambam gets Hasag Yerushalmi, the Meiri gets to go to Yerushalmi.